Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is Tonson Fairmont. This is the Brilliance and Commerce Radio Show, episode number 6, Wednesday, May 11th, 2016. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And today we're going to do an open forum where we will not really present much of any theme in particular, but leave the topics really up to you. And let's just get right into it. And those who would like to speak, say something, press 1 on your phone, and that'll raise your hand. And I'm going to pick area code 267. 267, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is him. Yeah, this is Mustafa.
Hi, Mustafa. Yeah. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Yes. The only thing that was holding me up was my 1098. But I finally found it. I was trying to send it in with all the other papers. I was having problems. They said I have to use the PDF file. I have to send it through the PDF file system. Is that supposed to be a special email that I'm supposed to send it to?
You would use the short form link.
Okay.
So
I'm sorry.
The short form link.
Okay. Do you have what's the name of that link then?
What you want to do is you want to go to the contact us at our website, look at the top, click that, and ask us to send you the link, and we'll do it.
Okay, short form link. Okay.
Right. The short form link is only available to those who applied for the mortgage refund program, which is not open at this moment. But if you already were in before it temporarily went on pause, then fine, we'll accommodate you with the short form link if you don't already have it. It was sent in some previous newsletters, though.
Yeah, I received some newsletter. But I was sending it. I don't know if I was sending it through the wrong link or the wrong email. So everything was rejected, you know, because I wasn't sending it in the right format.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's why I was...
You have everything in the right format now?
Not yet. Well, that's why I'm calling today, so I can have the right format to send it through. So you said
have
I should do it.
Have you combined different documents all into one PDF?
No, not yet, no. Well, that's what
okay.
I'm trying to find out now. Right.
Have you been to the website smallpdf.com?
Smallpdf? Small, no, I haven't been there.
Right. So go to that website, small, S-M-A-L-L, PDF.com, and one of the options right on the home page, you'll see a bunch of colorful squares. It'll say merge PDFs, and you click on that, and it'll say, right, merge PDFs. You click on that, and that will give you an opportunity to upload document number one. So you upload your first PDF, and then it'll say add, and you can add a second one and a third one and a fourth one and as many as you want.
Okay.
And you just follow the steps, and then it'll give you a chance to download it and save it on your computer, and it will convert any number of PDF documents all into one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate
and be sure that your name is in the file name, please. Remember that.
Oh, okay,
Yeah, when you save it, put your name in the file name. That really helps. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Anything else, Lawrence?
That's it.
No, that's it.
Yeah, so Mustafa and anybody else, if you need to add documents or update something, if you can't find the short form link, then like Lawrence said, submit a contact us ticket and we'll get it to you.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll be listening.
Thank you. Okay, next up we have area code 309.
Yes, can you hear me all right?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Thank you, thank you. I was just calling for a couple of us. My partner down in Texas on her own has sent in stuff. We're already in the system and have been for probably since the 1st of April, whatever days it took to get in there. I have two questions, basically. Since we've been in there that long, we need to know where we're at in the stream of time, stream of things happening. Some of us have tax bills. In her case, I have a mortgage that's getting close to needing taken care of very badly. So we're just wondering how long this process is going to take, or where are we in the stream of time? Like someone said last week or the week before, that you have to see, you don't turn things in until we get sent something that we have to sign and notarize and send back to you or to the IRS. I'm not sure what stage that is. And so that's one question as to how do we know, or how can we get a hold of Jacqueline and so forth. And then the other question had basically to do how to get a hold of all you folks by phone. You were going to let loose a phone after the 19th of April because of the tax season was so hot and heavy, you know. So anyway, will you have phone contact? And then the other question I already asked you about getting a hold of where we're at in the stream thing.
We totally sympathize and feel for you, because we too, if we were in your shoes, would want to have status updates. It's a very important thing. It's a reasonable request. Some people are very patient and they only ask once or twice a month. Other people will call up to 5 and 8 times a day. And so it varies all across the map. What we are discussing now with our web developers is perhaps a software that would produce an online password protected section where one client can log in and see their status report and not have to bother Jacqueline, you see. In the meantime, she's just asking everyone to please be patient and trust that she's working as hard as possible on it. As to the amount of time, if you have a deadline with a mortgage, a deadline with a tax, any kind of deadline coming up, go ahead and do what you normally would do with regard to dates, and don't count on this refund being in time for that. If it is, fantastic. If not, you know, you will have already taken care of life as you would have anyway, you know.
Right. Jacqueline mentioned at one point that it usually takes about 6 weeks after it's submitted.
Yes.
Is there a way we can find out how close we are to actually being submitted?
My understanding is that you will know when it is submitted because your cooperation will be requested. You will be sent some documents with some instructions. That is my understanding. And I put my own mother in, so I haven't heard even on her yet whether that has occurred. So we're all just waiting to see. And then this last firestorm of unauthorized publicity and circumvention consumed another week of her time putting fires out and trying to get people to remove things from networks and YouTube and everything else, because,
I'm sure that's the case. Is there a general timeline you're looking for with your mother, for instance, or are you thinking like in 6 weeks from now or June or July? Is there any kind of placement on time that you can put on there at all?
Yeah, that would be reasonable, but we don't know. I don't even know if Jacqueline knows, you know.
Well,
June or July would be a very... Go ahead.
May I chime in?
Yes.
We are installing a system that will allow people to log in and see their status. We are installing such a program.
Fantastic.
That would be great. And that's really all we need to do is use the pressure, which I'm sure you're well aware of also, as to the waiting timeline, when you're waiting things, like we're waiting on other things that are supposed to be happening right now, too, but they haven't happened yet. In fact, I was hoping for a phone call from who was on the call last week? Pans? I can't remember the name. Wasn't Peter. Who was it? I can't remember.
Lawrence, maybe?
Who?
Lawrence.
No, it wasn't Lawrence.
Lawrence,
You're cutting out on me a little bit. Are you there?
Lawrence, are you there?
Yeah, there you are.
Oh,
No, anyway, I was hoping to get a phone call. They kept my phone call, or somebody said they'd keep my phone call and give me a personal call. on another matter having to do with the RV stuff. I was hoping to get a call, but if he can, if he still can, that'd be great. I just can't remember which one it was. Anyway,
okay.
That's
well, I totally don't handle RV questions.
No. It was about a matter concerning it, not it itself. I know you can't deal with it itself. That's the deal.
Did you submit that to the contact us support?
No,
desk?
I didn't. I could have. What is a good email that we can get? Is it on the website or web page? An email to send.
Yeah,
questions to you, Jacqueline, or in general?
Yeah, go to the web page. On the top menu, you will see Contact Us.
Okay.
On the side menu, you will see a green support. So just flip a coin and take your choice.
I got you. All righty. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you, sir.
We like to channel all of the communications through that because it helps us to keep a record and it's efficient for us. And all of us have had challenges with phone calls because it ties up so much time, as you can imagine. But at the same time, we enjoy it and wish that we could have more time for it. So we try to accommodate as many as we can. Meanwhile, the ticket system through the Contact Us is the most efficient.
That sounds good to me, then. I'll hope that – when do you think that installation will be done on the software? Soon? Will be notified later?
Within 2 weeks, I would imagine.
That would be great. We appreciate it all. Effectively appreciate all the stuff. We're interested in doing a lot of other stuff with you, too. But we've got to get one thing done first, and then we're ready to go to town. Sounds like a good program. That's
Thank
all I've
you.
Got for you.
Okay, can you press 1
okay,
after we're done to, when you're finished talking with us, can you please press 1 again on your phone to unraise your hand?
I sure can.
Okay, thanks so
there
much.
You go.
No.
All right, thank
now,
you.
This
Bye-bye.
Is important.
Yep.
This is important. Do we want to say J instead of the name?
Yeah, everyone. This wonderful friend of ours, who, as you know, is coordinating this program, has wanted her name removed for her protection. So perhaps we'll just have to refer to her as Jay or something for the time being. Sorry for any inconvenience, but thank you, Lawrence, for pointing that out. Yeah.
Yes, Miss Jay.
Yeah,
Miss
or
Jay.
Reverend Jay. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
No, not even Reverend.
Okay. All right.
Nothing.
All right. Next, 917. 917. You are unmuted. 917. Hello.
917. Would you give us your name?
Okay. We're sorry. We can't hear you. Don't hear anything. 917-805.
Did we say going once? Going twice?
Going once. All right. Well, let's move on to 203.
Hi. Hi. Good evening.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got on a few minutes ago, but this is Mabel from Connecticut.
Hi, Mabel.
Hi. I kind of missed what you said in terms of where are we now. Is Jacqueline coming on tonight? Or just excuse me if I'm really repeating and being, saying it over and over. At the point where I know that where we left off two weeks ago?
Right.
Any updates?
She became such a magnet that it overwhelmed the system and it breached the security. And so now she's spending time tightening up the security on her programs. So she's taking a hiatus from the radio shows until further notice. So hopefully by next week, but we'll see, Yeah.
Okay. And as far as things are still going on, as normal, behind
Absolutely.
The scenes in terms of tightening also getting the
refunds.
Yes,
it's for everyone's protection. Our protection, yours, everybody's. Yes.
Okay. All right. So we miss her, and I hope because it's so hard now not to be able to contact or even try to, you know, contact her. So,
yes.
All right. So
that's
well,
why it's so important. Lawrence, thank you and our other web developer friend for setting up that status update software, because that'll be so helpful for everybody.
Oh, okay. So that's developed. Is it rolled out yet, or?
Did you miss that? We
yeah,
were just talking about
that
a few minutes ago.
What? Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Within a week or two, sometime soon, we're going to have, for all the mortgage refund applicants, we're going to have the software installed for status updates that you can log in by password and see
okay.
the status of your account.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, you've said it all, so I'll be patient
yeah.
and just wait.
Okay.
Great. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Mabel. Press 1 again on your phone to
unraise
your hand.
I sure will. You have a great evening. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
And you know...
And once again, folks, please don't mention our friend's name. Just say Miss J. Do not say the other word, please.
Yeah, because we'll have to edit it out. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to. It just makes us work real hard if everybody keeps repeating the long name instead of the short name.
Yeah. 702, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Just one quick question. Appreciate what you guys are doing today. It helps a bunch. My last notification from the people doing the system work was that they had everything they needed, but they would be contacting me upon starting phase two. That was a new one to me, and I didn't want to get in and clutter up the system with a bunch of questions, but I will be notified with phase two. Is there a specific point when phase two starts?
My understanding, and this is subject to confirmation from my own experience, because like I said, I've put my own mother into this, but my understanding is that phase two begins when you receive a set of documents with some instructions.
Okay.
So
I did that earlier and resubmitted my PDF files. And
okay.
I ran into a little bit of a problem because one of the PDF files showed up blank, and I resent it about three times, and I don't know what came of it. I'll sit back and wait till I'm alerted for phase two.
Okay, and all applicants should continue to make sure that you are watching your email that you had submitted into the system and look the inbox of that email and even look at your spam folder and promotions if it's Gmail to make sure that you're not missing any emails that Jay and her team may have sent.
Okay, will do.
All right.
Will do. Thank you much.
Thank you. Next, we have 970.
Hi, Tenson. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
Hi, this is Andrew. I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. I'm the guy that met you in Puerto Vallarta all those years ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Uh-huh. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
Great.
So I haven't heard anybody dive into the topic of discussion that you had put out there on the email with the shift from the dark to light. And as I'm sure you guys know, there's just so much information out there and so much exciting stuff to discuss and really a lot of incredible stuff happening, whether it's behind the scenes or not, that is not getting any coverage in any of the mainstream Mockingbird media. And I'm really looking forward to discussing some of that stuff with you. But I did have one question on the mortgage note refund program for Ms. J. And I know that she is super busy. And, you know, I've been kind of hesitant to try and bother her. But here's my question is that when I had sent my stuff in, I had kind of a complicated return. So based on her recommendation, I had my accountant prepare the return, but my accountant sent it in to her and her team with it and took my accountant's name off of it because at that point we weren't sure if we were going to go ahead and have Jay's team go ahead and process and submit my return to the IRS or if they were going to have my accountant go ahead and do it. Now, the thing is, you had talked about deadlines just a minute ago, and I have a deadline coming up here on the 15th. And the deadline is that my accountant determined that I owed this year, and I went ahead and I cut a check and provided and sent that in to the IRS, which was promptly cashed with the proper paperwork. But that amount that I sent in is good through the 15th of May, and even though I've sent a couple of emails over to the team, I haven't heard anything back confirming that they're going to go ahead and send that in by the 15th or just what the status is. And I'm not really quite sure how I need to proceed because I haven't gotten any kind of a feedback on that. Does that make
sense?
Well,
that's easy to answer. And like I said to the other party, that's just go ahead and assume that you have to take care of existing deadlines the usual way until you get further notice. All we know is that they're moving at the fastest pace that they can comfortably do so safely and keep security around it and do everything right with dotting the I's and crossing the T's and making sure that we are, safely and securely submitted correctly. But it could take, longer than we had hoped. So just go ahead and do what you have to do for the May 15th.
Well, it's my understanding, though, that if they go ahead and they submit your return, then the process could be substantially shorter. So, I'm hearing, some of the time frames that were mentioned in the past were 2 months if they submitted it versus 4 months if they didn't. And so, I guess it's not going to be the end of the world if I don't hear back from them and the 15th comes and goes and I end up owing a little bit more. But I was just hoping maybe to get some type of a confirmation from those guys.
Don't extensions last until August?
I was told by my accountant that the amount based on the calculation that she had done was going to cover me through the middle of May. I'll have to recheck with her on that. But
well, my understanding is, now I'm not that much of a tax filer, but from what I've been hearing, if you file for an extension from April 15th, they give you several months.
And that could very well be, but maybe she just made a calculation of the amount that I needed to pay based on what she found that I owed for that certain time frame. I don't know. I mean, as you know, that's one of the smoke screens that, that everything's so complex that the average people can't understand the language that's being used, right, in the tax code. So,
well, let's imagine that you don't hear anything from Jay's team for another 2 weeks. Let's just imagine that's what happens, and then she starts your phase two. I don't know. I don't have any idea, but just for speculation purposes, would there be any big consequence in that if you don't do anything by May 15th?
Not really. I might owe a little bit more, but is it,
okay.
So just so I'm clear in my understanding, if they initiate phase two, does that mean that they have gone ahead and submitted the paperwork to the IRS?
I'm not absolutely sure. I wish she was here to answer that, but I think from what I'm understanding that the package we receive is what we have to sign, maybe even notarize, and then send to the IRS.
Okay, got it. Well, I guess
yeah.
We'll find out. It sounds like it's a long
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. I wish I had an absolute answer on that. That's a very good question. It's one I want to know, too. But I think from what I've been hearing, I think that's what she was saying.
Well, I guess short of maybe trying to send her over a message either via email or on that short form, I won't really know. So,
yes.
Come on, Tanson. I thought you were psychic. I thought you had all the answers.
I know. My crystal ball seems to be on the blink here a little bit.
Oh, darn. Well, if it's any consolation, I did go ahead and order the Pillar of Celestial Fire based on your recommendation.
Have you received it yet?
No, I just ordered it this morning.
Everyone, that's a highly recommended book because it talks about science and non-religious spirituality. It's basically the beautiful bridging of the two, which is the wave of the future. and it's showing the most advanced physics and astronomical calculations together with higher consciousness from all ancient traditions, Western and Eastern, and showing how a golden age is inevitable to be dawning on this planet. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful book.
Well, I'm really excited to get it and to dive into it. But with that said, based on your email today, and I guess I don't know if you're just answering questions, that people have regarding the mortgage note program, or if you actually want to dive into.
No. This is open topic. Open topics today. Anything.
And so, you know, getting into this shift and transformation from the dark to the light. I mean, it's just such a huge topic. I don't know if there's any parameters you want to put out there or directives for sort of the course of discussion.
I think it would be very important in the context of our debt elimination and our trusts and the mortgage program. It's very important in the context of all of this to eliminate fear. And one of the ways that can be done, besides going within and meditation and so forth, is to know the direction that this world is taking. And some of us have been very fortunate to have had our own experiences that gave us a revelation of that. I don't know if you have, but many of us have. And what I had in the 70s has remained with me to this day. It was a kind of prophetic insight into the future direction of this world. And I saw all the harm and all the negativity and all the suffering and the storms and the wars and all of that happening. But on the other hand, it is the last pouring out of several thousand years of human experimentation with free will. And there is a cycle of ages, a cycle of time. And it is going to blossom into an awakening of a purity of heart and mind in all human beings. There will be various stages, there will be various degrees, of course, in each person, depending on what they've done and thought and acted on. But everyone will get a flash, everyone will have an opportunity, and a new, whole new sea of possibilities and options opening up with regard to feelings, with regard to thoughts, and with regard to, of course, our outer physical, material, financial, governmental, legal life, health, wealth, everything. All of this will blossom into a new world that has been foreseen by many, many seers down through history. And the other thing that is lesser known by most people is that the transition into this is happening more smoothly than it was otherwise predicted to be by many. So the doomsday thing is canceled. The huge crash and blood in the streets and starvation and all of that, that's already happened. It's already in the past. There are still small things that are happening that are causing suffering, but it's not on the scale that many doomsdayers had predicted. And the huge change that is coming, mark my word, I'm predicting here on the air and on the record, you will see, is going to happen more smoothly and in our generation, perhaps in this decade, to a world that is abundant, that is peaceful, that is replete with happiness, joy, and beauty, and the hate, the fear, the negativity will have melted away and will have been outshone by a new light. And that light will not be an ideology. It will not be a belief system. It will not be any kind of adherence to a particular way of living. In fact, it will honor all religions, all beliefs, all philosophies. The miracle is that people see conflict today, but that will have become subordinate, if not completely eliminated. Conflict and differences and using differences between each other as a means of division will have disappeared. And a new spirit of oneness, a new spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, will prevail and become predominant. That is called sattva. It's the Sanskrit word for the heavenly frequency. And that's what's talked about in the Pillar of Celestial Fire. He calls it celestial subtle matter. And this descends from the higher planes. This is what the scientists are not taking into consideration when they examine their data. And the books, like I quoted in the newsletter, like Earth Under Fire by Dr. Paul LaViolette, are tracking actual data that is true, but they misinterpret that data because they're interpreting it on a third density level, and they don't understand fourth and fifth and sixth densities. They don't understand these higher densities. So when you interpret that data, it looks like there's a cataclysm coming to this planet, and you better move away from the coast and be away from tsunamis and be away from volcanoes and basically build your bunkers underground and stock up food and guns and all of that, and that's what a lot of them have done. And I am here to tell you that that is nonsense and foolishness, and it's not going to happen. It's not needed. What is going to happen and what is happening is an amelioration of these higher energies coming in that smooth out the process and will deliver a new age to us a lot more gracefully than anyone had suspected. So that is extremely important in the context of any business we may discuss, to remove fear and to give some confidence and some hope. And I'm not the only one who sees this. So there are many others around the world that see it as well. So I just look forward to more people understanding this.
Well, no, I agree with you wholeheartedly. There is so much information out there and so many nuances in the process. And that as the process unfolds, you know, looking at things like, for example, the concept of disclosure and, you know, just looking at you know, how our political process is unfolding at this time on this planet, and you know, fortunately, more and more people are waking up just to the reality of what it is. Just kind of a closed loop system that needs to be broken, and that energy needs to come in from outside. That's fresh energy that hopefully is going to perform kind of a system busting act, whether it's ideal or not, to begin to move us in that direction.
Yes.
I was listening to an interview with David Icke recently that he was talking about the concept of a virus and about how the controllers who've been controlling who've been running the show for, you know, the last 13,000 years have introduced a virus which has taken humanity down to their level and has sort of short-circuited our ability to broadcast our magnificence. And, you know, just looking at the characters who are involved in, let's say, the political, you know, whatever you want to call it, the political play, or the, you know, just the whole drama that's unfolding there, and looking at these characters that are, you know, sort of supporting and broadcasting the whole thing and taking into it maybe ideas like the concept of a hive mind mentality, and, you know, are these people infected with the virus enough so that they're just broadcasting that perspective, and they, you know, they might fully to the core of their being believe that they're doing the right thing, but, you know, again, that is going to pale by comparison once the truth frequencies or the light frequencies that are beaming down the planet now from the central core, or the, you know, the galactic center, or whatever you want to call it, as they continue to shine on the planet and the frequency increases here, then obviously the lower vibrational anomalies are not going to be able to keep themselves hidden. They're going to be exposed in the light. You know, it's kind of funny. I saw something online recently that was talking about Hillary Clinton, and that's kind of a whole other subject, but it was kind of like a little sort of a bumper sticker. You know how they, I don't know what you call it, they make those little clip art things that they send around, and this one happened to say something like, the most interesting thing about Hillary Clinton is not the fact that she's being investigated for all these different crimes, it's the fact that her supporters don't seem to care. So I thought that was pretty appropriate, but you know, so you look at this whole thing, and it's so kind of interwoven, and you're looking at sort of the lower vibrational, or, you know, the terrestrial, or whatever we want to call it, the events that are unfolding here, that that the mainstream Mockingbird media tends to get the public at large caught up in, and then we look at the higher vibrational.
May I interrupt here?
Certainly.
You are absolutely right. This topic is very huge, and we have a lot of people that have other questions.
Okay, well, listen, no problem. You guys go on, and hopefully I stimulated some conversation, and some people will dig in and maybe get a little bit more into the topic.
Yeah, both
absolutely.
Of you are right. I really appreciate everything you're saying, and Lawrence is also right. We got people waiting, but I wish we had more time, and, it's beautiful. Thank you for everything you're sharing. Okay, well, maybe another day we can continue this.
Thank you, guys.
Fascinating.
Thank you. Appreciate everything.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate everything you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. You're welcome. Absolutely. All right. Okay.
I vote for you having one session just on those types of topics.
Yeah. And then those topics would go on forever, too. Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be a 3-hour show.
Yeah. Next up, we have 406 area code.
Yes, this is Tom in Montana, and hello.
Hi,
Lawrence
Tom.
And Hudson.
Hi.
Yes. Good to be talking to you. Questions, a couple things. Kind of looking ahead, is Jay in a position, or does she currently do mortgage cancellation or do that process, which is a whole different program that was mentioned in a call two or three weeks ago. Is she doing those now?
The challenging situation with that is that she is the number one best expert in that I have ever run across in the 14, 15 years that I've been studying that. In fact, our company had not even been officially recommending anyone or offering that service because we were not satisfied with the success rates of most of the ones out there doing it. Now, for the first time, we have someone on our team who has a very high success rate with that. May not be perfect because that's a hard field to have 100% success rate, but a very high success rate. The thing is that she's so talented that she never has enough hours in the day to get her work done. So that's why we are trying to assist her with project management systems, software, time management, an efficient system to process all her different talents. And then we can roll out those services, and she can handle them and handle enough clients because she'll have enough help. We heard when we first met her that she had 8 staff, and those staff she keeps busy all the time. We have our staff, and we're busy all the time, and there's still not enough time. And I guess a lot of it has to go through her first because she's like the gateway. She's the communicator. She's the
right
one who knows who to direct, whom to. It's a frustrating situation because on the one hand, we've got people losing their homes and drowning in foreclosure
debt.
And on the other hand, here's someone who knows the solutions, and she can't even get her existing work done, let alone take on more business and more clients. And she knows that we're out here. I don't know if any of you on the call today listen to or read the Zap newsletters. Well, he endorsed us. He sent out saying anybody who's got foreclosure, contact these folks over at Liberty. They'll help you.
Just to interject, Thompson, what is, I don't know of that, is there a website for the, or a contact for the Zap newsletter?
I just have friends forwarding it to me, so there must be somewhere a website. Friends, I guess you could Google it.
Is it ZAP and then newsletter?
Yeah. Basically, he got involved in the 90s with the prosperity programs under the World Trust. And then in the 2000s, those got kind of discontinued. They never actually paid out, though, and so we were on these mailing lists about the power struggles behind the scenes as to when it would bring it out, and that's what his newsletters got started on. And then with the impending revaluation of currencies, he began realizing that that was a prerequisite for the rollout of the prosperity programs. And so that's what he's been writing about, is those two main topics. And then he started endorsing us because, you know, people are hurting. They need help, you know. So let's just say we all very much look forward to our systems becoming more efficient and freeing up Jay's time so that we can offer securitization audits and foreclosure litigation and that sort of thing efficiently in a way that will actually serve people and provide solutions.
So that's just essentially on the shelf waiting for those things to happen that you mentioned.
Right.
Right.
Likewise, on one of our previous shows, Pam was mentioning she would love Jay to speak about allodial title and land patents and that sort of thing. But then Jay realized that if she does that and we don't have anything to offer people, we don't have a program to offer to actually follow up on it, all it's going to do is open up Pandora's boxes and increase the hundreds of questions flowing in without any way to satisfy people's needs in that regard, you know.
Exactly.
So we first have to organize a way to serve people before addressing those topics, and that's what we're working on.
So you've recently started in the credit restoration area and have a program out.
Yes,
front
that is
center.
Right. That is the one
is
thing that
Jay
does.
Also?
Yes. She
so
handles
she
that, and that is running, that is up. In fact, we invited her to speak on that today if she had wanted to, but her time was too tied up. But, yes, that is the one thing that is open, available. The doors are open. People are coming in on that. She's handling those just fine. They're not so controversial. They're not so difficult. credit restoration, and it's one of the best in America. Yeah.
Great. Okay. And then just a final thing you mentioned in your newsletter, great newsletter today, you and Lawrence, but the Chinese elders, I was a little, can you just briefly give your understanding? Do they go back centuries, family or something? Is that what I understand?
Yes.
What do you?
We have friends like Zap and also Dave Schmidt and others who have contact with those families.
Is it families then? There's a series of families, is that correct?
A series of families, the dragon families, and they got different colors. There's the white dragon, the yellow dragon, the red dragon, and so forth. And supposedly some of them are very, very old, and they have great wisdom, and they've been counseling the power holders and trustees of the vast gold holdings. And apparently the power structures have been following their counsel. They're not part of the government. They're not part of the Chinese government. In fact, in many of their, we understand, many of their recommendations have not been followed by the official government. So, in fact, part of the evolution of this planet has been the governments of China, United States, and elsewhere to come more in alliance with the wishes of the elders, because they hold certain powers that have been gradually being unveiled. And on one call last year, Dave Schmidt said that a $60 billion expenditure was made by them to Brazil for, and he said it made it in the newspapers, and it was presented in the newspapers as a loan, but he said it was behind the scenes a kind of negotiation, more like a grant, but it was for the saving the rainforests of Brazil. So that's just an example of a little bit of the unveiling that we're hearing about of these families.
Have they been?
And then
able
more
to
recently, the Shanghai Gold Exchange,
the communist, you know, the current government, which has been there since '49 or whatever it was. Apparently, they kind of have risen above that and aren't swept in by the communist control. Do you think?
Right. And again, I'm not a direct authority on this. I'm just repeating what I've heard, but I've heard it from numerous sources, and I'm kind of looking at what makes sense and what seems to be corroborated without dispute. So, yeah.
Interesting. And they are behind the currency revaluation, aren't they, in terms of buttressing up?
That's what we're hearing.
That's exactly, yes.
That's all I can say is that's what we're hearing.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. Well, that's all I have, so thanks very much.
Thanks, Tom.
Guys. Yeah.
Take care there in Montana.
I will. Thank you. You and
okay.
Washington. Yes.
And I believe Florida. Is that 954 area code? 954? Hello.
Hi, you can hear me.
Yes, you're on the air.
Fantastic. You guys are doing a wonderful job, but there's so many questions and I'm so impatient for answers. I was just thinking about the all these people that are in foreclosure. You were talking how Ms. J can help them, but she's so busy.
Yes.
What can be done in the meantime?
Let's say this to everyone, to you and to everyone. We mm-hmm. openly always invite anyone, anywhere, if you find someone with the talents that Jay has, let us know.
Do you think we'd be calling you then? Of course not, because we know she has the talents.
Well, we've been observing the mortgage litigation field. I personally participated in it myself and lost. Even though I'm a good writer, I didn't have the clever evil mind of a lawyer, you know, and they were just too clever for me, you know. But mm-hmm. Jay and others have techniques to overcome that and to beat them. And yes, you will run into firms out there that will claim they can help you. Some are attorneys and some are not attorneys, but we've never run across any that are reasonably priced and that have more than, say, a 60, 70, 80% success rate in actually winning a complete 100% cancellation of the mortgage and the home released free and clear to the homeowner. That's what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to find. So I'm just inviting everyone on this show, if you find anyone like that who has a very high success rate in accomplishing that, by all means, please let us know.
Well, I know nobody has that at this time, but...
Yeah.
If there's any way they can, you know, any area that we could use to delay the whole process until the mortgage refund process sticks, you know, fits in, then that would be perfect. But I guess
in fact, I'll share with you a proposal. I shared a proposal with Jay, and I have not received her response yet. But the proposal was, all right, we already have the option for the mortgage refund applicants to deduct $2,500 for a trust if they don't already have one, and especially if they can't afford it right now. But if one is expecting $50,000, $100,000, whatever, you know, a larger amount from the refund, then there would be plenty of money to deduct the $2,500 for the trust. Now, the other proposal that I made was, what about another larger deduction option as an option for those who want to choose it, for those who are still in their homes or who have a home that they're wanting to cancel the mortgage on for whatever reason. Either they're in trouble with the mortgage, or they're up to date on it, but they want to challenge it because they know the banks are committing a crime. And this could cost $15,000, $20,000 because we're talking quite a lot of fees for securitization audit, then quite a lot of fees for the litigation and the administration and the paperwork and the overhead and all that. So
right.
I was saying, you know, somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000, let's say $20,000. Let's say we, you know, make an option for that to be deducted. And
this way you save the home.
You could then not only save the home, but never owe a mortgage payment again for the rest of your life. It would be free and clear.
I think everybody would jump on that bandwagon.
Well, I haven't got her
response
yet.
That would be absolutely wonderful. Because
I know.
At least
the
stress would be taken away from the people so they could really relax and
right.
wait while the mortgage refund, you know, is processed.
Right.
This way they can, you know, you can really relax at that point because, you know, something is being done and you don't have to get up and move. The shame, the embarrassment, the this, the that, you know how that goes.
Right. And even if you have the money, you know, okay, so now you can easily make your mortgage payments. Would you want to, knowing that the bank has committed fraud?
Not if you can get it for $20,000 and get everything off, of course.
Well, and the ethics of it, too. The ethics and the legality of it, you know.
Definitely.
She was sharing that in addition to the techniques she's already used in the past, which were highly successful, then more recently she made another discovery. There was a man who was very high up in the banking field, one of the top Wall Street people, who was part of the problem. He was part of the corruption. He was helping to engineer it. And he had kind of an awakening where he saw what was going on. He saw the millions
the amount of people
Americans
that were hurting.
Hurting and losing their homes, and he, I guess he had a conscience awakening, and he decided to come over to our side, but on the condition that he not be revealed, you know, that he stay in the background.
I think that's wonderful.
He began feeding information to Jay. One of the tips that he gave her was there's a code. There's a certain code on the loan documents, and it has a zero at the end. That means they're not owed anything. They never loaned anything, and they're not owed anything. And when that code is presented with the right argument in court, they're like caught. And it's like no argument, no litigation. They're like, how do we settle? You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's really, really good news. And I'm hoping that she will, you know, go along, because $20,000 doesn't sound like a lot if you have a house free and clear.
Right.
And
I can tell you, I'm here to tell
you
that I don't think anyone's going to find a highly effective and really completely confident system for much less than that anywhere. If you do, again, let us know.
Why don't you write down my number and call me tomorrow, and let's discuss this in detail how we can get started.
Well, I can tuck your number down, but I don't have any information to share. I wish I did. That's what we're asking.
I know.
Just watch our newsletter.
Because there's a lot of people need saving, man. It's, you know,
yeah.
I have a neighbor of mine, and I feel for her so much because she's a single parent, and she's got three little ones, and oh my gosh, she used to wear a size 10 clothing. Now she's down to size 2.
Yeah, that's not the way you want
to
lose weight.
Not because she's trying to, but the amount of worry that she's going through.
Yeah, I know.
It's
a dark age dying off, and its effects have not disappeared from this planet yet. Yeah.
Definitely. But if you have something, like I say, you have my number.
Okay.
Give me a call. What was your first name? Happy to. Barbara.
Barbara. Okay. Thanks so much, Barbara.
All right. Thanks a lot. I like what you're proposing, and I'm hoping that she'll agree.
All right. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you now. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. We have area code 443. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It's Christopher.
Christopher.
Asking a question. I got an email back saying they needed additional paperwork. And one of the ones was the 1098. And the 1098, is that the form that goes with your tax return when you're filing for the interest deduction, or is it a separate form? I'm trying to figure out what that is. How to get it.
Oh, you know, I wish I had memorized how she explained it. It's something that I think she said comes later from the IRS at the end of the year. Perhaps there are other people on the call here who can answer that. Again, forgive me. I'm not a taxpayer. I don't pay that much attention to the IRS forms. But I think she said it was an end-of-year thing you receive that reports on the interest.
That's what I thought. Because I'm actually having to go years past. That's why, you know, I'm trying to wonder how I can get that form. And if I understood her correctly, and of course they confirmed it, it's just that 1098, the mortgage statement. It was just three forms. I forgot the other one. It's just
and the note. The note.
And the note, of course, the note. Yeah, because I've already sent them those, so I've got all that.
Right.
And one of the things that I know that I brought up the last time I called, and that I know she's real busy, is that is there any like estimated time that she may be talking about the property tax situation, which I thought was a real interesting, thing to learn and to know how to do. I guess she talked about one woman that was, I think, in Washington State, where she actually got her money back, which was really awesome to hear.
That's what we were talking about a few minutes ago, is that she has all these bodies of knowledge that are so beneficial, and they need to be organized in such a way so that when she presents them, that she can actually follow up with people and serve people with a program that will actually deliver the benefits thereof. Otherwise, there's not much point in just talking about it. All it would do is whet people's appetites and tease them and not provide any way to satisfy, you know, the new interest that's been generated by it. So, we are trying to help her to get organized so that all of her packages of knowledge can go out with a system that is trackable, that is efficient and affordable, and a way to actually serve people and deliver the benefits of it. The removal of property tax is accomplished through a lodeal title or land patent, and that's a challenging field. It's just as challenging as mortgage cancellation. I've heard of mostly failures out there. The people who've been attempting it over the last 10, 20 years, I've been hearing mostly of failures, and it's risky. You could end up losing your property. So she says that she's found the secrets of how to do it right. Now, that, again, is a breakthrough that we're just not hearing in most circles. So,
I've never heard of it. I was like, wow. I mean, that's like nothing short of a miracle for sure. I mean,
we've been hearing of it, but we haven't heard of that success rate that she has until now.
Right.
And so you come right to the best, but now it's just be patient until we can send it out in the newsletter and say it's ready to go. Yeah. She's got it put together and ready to offer, you know.
Yeah, I just got to figure out how to get her help and clone her.
Exactly. That's another good point, although the expertise that she has would take so much training. She talked about even her mother, you know, and how, I mean, she lived with her mother when she was young and still couldn't train her, you know, after years of counseling her. So some people are teachable and others are not. It's not transferring her knowledge is not all that easy.
No, I know. I mean, to me, it's just like anything. The key to learning is repetition, and I'm sure there's somebody out there that's intelligent enough to learn it and apply it. You know, it's just like I've been in the tax business, I've been in the mortgage business, and I've done both, but it's a learning curve. If you can find a person that's teachable and intelligent, usually it just takes time. But, you know, it's just like I was asking her, hey, if I'd help you, I would, but, you know, she said she's too busy to train me. And I was like,
I'll share this. I think I'm at liberty to say this because Jay herself said it on one of the previous shows. Even her own boyfriend was in a court case, and she was there in the courtroom with him, and she wasn't allowed to speak because she wasn't his counsel or his attorney or anything. And he was being beaten down in this case, and she kept saying, object, object, tell him to object, and he wouldn't object. He was like a deer in the headlights, you know? And so even her own boyfriend isn't, I guess, as teachable as she might like, you know?
Right. That's strange. But, yeah, I guess that's probably true. It's very, very difficult. But I appreciate everything you guys are doing, and hopefully things will be up sooner than later. I know you guys are working hard. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
By the way, I did a Google on 1098 IRS, and I think you'll find the information just by doing that.
Well, everyone, my beautiful partner and wonderful webmaster and director of affiliates has educated us on the wisdom of using Google. And many, many, many times when we have questions and people can't get the answer, just look it up on Google or YouTube, and there it is.
Or Wiki.
Wikipedia. There's also a paid service. If you really can't get it through those sources, it's called JustAnswer.com. And for a fee, they have panels of experts to get more in-depth answers on things. All right. 480 area code, 480. Are you there? Hello.
Somebody is.
Pauline?
Yeah.
Can you cut a little bit, like?
You're on the air, 480. Can you hear me?
I'm on the air, just right there, yeah.
Just on the bottom, you want me to go all the way?
Yeah, all the way.
Okay.
Do you need me to line it?
No, it's just a little bit right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think we got to do the going once thing.
Just going once, going twice.
Of the,
yeah.
The blade.
Bye.
All right. Let's go on to 512, area code 512. Are you there? 512.
Yes, I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay. Did you have some comments or questions for us today?
Yes, I do. I wanted to, number one, tell you guys congratulations, and you can call me E. I'm
okay.
Out of Texas. You guys,
right.
The information that you're putting out there, it definitely works. I'm not trying to give you any props. I think it's a matter of people that pick your program up to take time to study, number one. Number two, step up to the plate. It's all about taking a chance. There's nothing
mm-hmm.
risky about eliminating your debts because you're in the right. You're definitely in the right. But it does you
mm-hmm.
no good if you have the equipment to perform the task, but you fail to utilize the equipment. That does you absolutely no good.
Right.
And the program of eliminating your debt, if you can relieve yourself of $80,000 a year of unsecured debt, think of how much you could do with that as far as benefiting yourself and your family.
And society.
I want to tell you I appreciate the props because most people are not aware that debt is the number one contribution to a heart attack, hypertension, and divorce.
Yes.
And if you can take those elements out of your life, I will guarantee you longer. Love your show. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
E, that
was
wonderful. Thank you so kindly. Really appreciate it. It's so fantastic to get these unsolicited testimonials and endorsements. We are like-minded.
Okay. Yeah,
have a beautiful day.
You too, guys.
Okay. Thanks so much. Next, let's see, we have, let's go on to 336, 336 area code, 336, are you there? 336 must have gone on vacation. Okay. 936. Let's try 936. Are you there? 936. I think some people just turn it on and go off and they're recording it or something. Okay. And those who wish to ask a question, just press 1 on your phone.
And we want to give our website again, which is debt-elimination.net.
Right. Should we mention upcoming changes to it?
Wow, so many. Yeah, we're redoing everything. We're creating a separate website for each product. We're installing a system that will allow people to know what the status is. We're going to incorporate something called a funnel, which is like getting caught in a spider's web. Once people get to the page, they just get sucked in, which will increase the rate of conversion, which will mean more money to affiliates. And that's a quickie for now.
Okay, that image is interesting. Anyway, we're hoping, in other words, we're hoping to communicate what we have to offer in a way that is more plain and visible and easy to understand, because a lot of newcomers to our website get overwhelmed with the fact that it's like a vast library with all these places to click, and they don't know where to go and what to look for first. And people are suffering, they have problems, they need solutions. So the new system will hopefully simplify that process and provide, as it were, hallways or pathways with simple directions, especially for newcomers. So those of you who are affiliates or who are sharing this with your friends and family, they'll have an easier time finding what they need with us.
The two words that describe it is it will be, our website will be user-friendly.
User-friendly, much more so, yes. okay, we have 404. 404,
hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I
Hi.
Am. I'm here.
Hi.
I communicated with Jacqueline earlier, and then I haven't filed, you know, tax returns for, you know, 4 years. More than 4 years old. So, you know, she told me that, I emailed her, of course, that I needed to file, you know, 2014, 1041 Schedule B. And I went to, you know, IRS office, and then they said, I since I'm a self-employed, I need to file Schedule C. And then I tried to, you know, communicate with her, but she hasn't, you know, responded to me, and because I don't know how to file Schedule B. And so I just wanted to confirm definitely I need to file Schedule B instead of Schedule C. That's my question.
Well, Miss, please refer to the lady as Miss X, Miss J, please. Miss J, please don't mention her name.
Miss J?
Miss
right.
J.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Kiki, K-I-K-I.
Hi, Kiki. What we were saying earlier, I don't know if you caught it, is that we've been having to protect Jay because of exposure, unauthorized exposure of her name and her CPAs. Some people committed circumvention and put her information out on unauthorized websites and YouTube and everything, and it's going to cause a problem because if it's perceived by the government to be too high profile, even though it's legal and ethical and everything good and it's been successful and working for 20 years, if it goes too big too fast, they'll take retaliatory action against it. And so to protect it, we're trying to help her by keeping her name private and, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got on maybe, 20 minutes ago. I guess I missed that part. Okay.
Right.
So, uh-huh.
And as to your question, I don't know. I absolutely don't know what to say other than ask either your accountant, if you have one, your tax advisor, or when you have communication with Jay through your submission of forms and when she responds to you, you know, ask her, do you have a deadline or something by which you have to know pretty soon?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, she stopped communicating with me, and, I kept sending emails, but nobody's responding to my questions. So that's where I am.
Well, don't take it personally. A lot of us aren't getting responses right now, and it's due to the fact that she's been having to put out a lot of fires with this unauthorized publicity. So not to worry, just be patient with it, and the Schedule B, Schedule C questions should be answered soon.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Would you recommend the service that you were talking about for people to get questions answered like that? You know, like the answer website?
Maybe just answer?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you can go to any accountant, anybody who down the street who does taxes. That's a simple question any tax accountant can answer, you know. It's just that apparently Jay told her that she recommended Schedule B, and I don't know why. I have no idea why. Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah. Probably something Jay can answer.
Right. Okay.
415?
Paisley.
415 area code?
And I had it in Poncho's.
Hello? 405? I mean, 415, San Francisco. 415 area code.
Oh, great, because Don asked. Oh, that's
okay.
Another one?
We'll go on to 307, 307 area code.
Good afternoon. This is Francis.
Hi, Francis.
Good afternoon, Thompson. It's good to hear you again.
You too.
And good afternoon to Lawrence and everyone else. And just a comment, just because I've been observing, I haven't been on the last most recent calls, and the conversation around Jay and duplication. And what I've noticed in my experience is that there are some beings on the planet that just integrate information and knowledge better than others, and they integrate it in such a way that it's extraordinarily difficult and challenging to transfer it in such a way that it's extraordinarily useful. There are very unique beings in that way. And
yes.
certainly my first experience in listening a number of weeks ago, perhaps even the first or second show, that was just eminently clear to me. So I just offer that as an observation. And the second is going to be an unabashed plug. I had a client use the debt elimination letters before they were fully revised. Now, I've been away for quite a while, and I've been busy. And I will admit to modifying and changing them just a tad bit, but the essence of the letters were the same. And for anyone who's listening and is considering that program, I would give it my unabashed endorsement, because out of 24 creditors, okay, and this gentleman was in sorry condition, 24 creditors, he hasn't heard from 23 of them. From 23 creditors, he hasn't heard from 21 of them. And
that's
it's
good.
Been well over a year. So, you know, and that it's just been revealed that the same individual handles the credit, okay, that has me feeling much more comfortable about recommending this service. And what I realize in that arena is the customer, the client, always gets what they pay for, and a couple of $100 or $500 or $600 or $700 just may not make it, because there are so many practitioners and false practitioners out there. And the last is just really a compliment. I'm looking very much forward to getting back in the swing of things as an affiliate, simply because of the value, not only of the products and the services, but I don't want to say it, the value of the teachings and the education. So I've been recommending your program to a number of people. And again, I'm just in gratitude that we're able to sit here, all of us, on the phone together and discuss these and look at the possibilities for a better future.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's magnificent.
Do we have your name?
Yes, I will. You know what I'll do, good sir? I will, again, because I kind of fell out. I've had your early correspondences, and I've been away, and I've been so busy I haven't followed through or followed up. So the workload's lightening up just a tad bit. I will communicate with you within the next day or so, because I've been wanting to ask some questions about certain things, and we'll just arrange a time, or I'll send in a help ticket or something. So I will follow through on that, okay?
Francis, thank you so much. That's excellent. And we welcome you to work with us more. And we have a lot of exciting things unfolding, as you can tell.
It's that, you know, in the brief conversation about the power of the light, or the transition, mm-hmm. what I've realized is that almost everything is illusory, meaning an illusion, when it comes to my perception. And what I perceive and what I see occurring always has another side. Because from my limited, however broad or narrow my perspective may be, as an individualized unit of infinity, I realize that I'm only one limited consciousness at the moment of a very vast, complex system that is so complex, no one individual being that I've ever experienced on this planet understands it or can fully comprehend it, because it's incomprehensible. But then again, isn't that how infinity is? So
yes.
It makes the perspective of looking at the proverbial weeping and gnashing of teeth entirely different, because the pain is illusory. It's a sensation. It's a movement of energy. It's a cumulative release. There's nothing separate. Someone shared with me what part of the universe has God left unattended. There's no separation, so it's just a phase of our evolution that right now happens to feel a little bit more painful, and that we're moving towards something that's much more glorious that we are.
Yes.
is extraordinary information and uplifting information, and each of us on the call, you know, being on the call has reminded me. So each of us on the call needs to carry that message into our daily activities, however we can convey it, even if it's with a smile and a kindness and courtesy and an outstretched hand to assist someone who may be in need at the moment, who we could provide assistance to. And it's every little step that we take will accelerate the transition into the glorious future that's awaiting us. Or I should say the glorious moments that are awaiting us.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. And it's equally important to recognize that the pain and suffering that has existed, we chose and we created. And that realization is self-empowering. In the first place, if there is an environment that has a lot of pain and suffering, realize that you incarnated into it voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have karma coming back from your past actions, that also you created. So if you created it from your past, or if you came into an environment, let's say you didn't create a forest fire, but you volunteered to help put it out and you got burned in the process. Well, that means you volunteered to go into that dangerous situation and you took the consequence, even though you weren't the source of the problem. So in both cases, they're choices. In both cases, we create our reality and we create our destiny. And understanding that empowers us to make us masters of our destiny.
Mm-hmm. And yes, you know.
excuse me, folks. We got a lot of folks that are waiting.
Oh, okay. Let me just close with this. To be aware, to be unaware, then I don't have a choice. But to be aware I have a choice, then the choice will be made for the higher and better good for all of us. I'm clear on that.
Yes.
So thank you, Thompson. But thank you for hearing me out. I'll yield now.
Thank you so kindly. Much appreciated your contributions. Yeah. Well, Law, we have a magnificent group today, as always.
Yeah, we sure do.
I'm going to try another.
Those are words of wisdom, but a lot of people want to ask questions.
Next,
we have to move on.
Yeah, next 904. We don't have much time left. 904, are you there?
Hello, this is Tamara.
Hi.
Hi. A quick question. I think you answered it already, but let me ask. And that is, I sent off some PDF documents a couple of weeks ago. And when I send to Proton Mail, I don't know if it actually arrives. I don't have a way to tell if it arrives. And so I send up a follow-up email and say, has it arrived? But I haven't heard anything, and so I really never even know whether it goes through and you got my PDFs. Because, of course, you put all those in your documents in PDF. That's a pretty big file.
Right. So did you upload them through either of the forms, through the website?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, there's no megabyte limit on those. Now, Proton Mail does have a megabyte limit for email attachments. I think it's about 15 or something. But thanks to Lawrence, we have no megabyte limit on the document size that the short form link.
Oh, okay. Well, as a matter of fact, I believe that I put the form on through the website, but then I sent the PDF documents through Proton Mail as an attachment. So, and you're saying there's a limit of 12 megabytes?
Or 15, I think, something like that.
Oh, well, okay. Because
but it should tell you. It should tell you. If it didn't go through, it would say too large, file too large. I've had that happen.
It didn't. But
well, then maybe it went through.
The actual size, by the time we got all the note and everything in there, it was 20.
Really? Well, maybe it went through. It might be 20. I don't know. It's 15 or 20. It's somewhere in there. It's not that large.
But do you think I would probably have received a message if it did not?
Definitely, because I've tried it.
Oh,
yeah. It gives
definitely.
You an error message immediately. It will say, file too large. It will not transmit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm relieved then. Okay. And the only reason, I didn't really know. That's the first time I'd actually tried to send an attachment that big after doing the original application and then needing that. We just got everything together at once and made this huge long PDF. So
congratulations and thank you for combining it as she has requested. And
she was specific, so I wanted to be sure,
Right. And even if the email had gone through and the attachment was missing, they would have let you know. They would have written back saying, your email came, but there's no attachment. So if you didn't get a problem or an error message, that means it went through and they're working on it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and they just happened to be busy, and I heard about how Jay is so busy with other things right now, too. Oh, and I wanted to. I'm a tax accountant, and I thought I would address the issue that Kiki called about.
Okay.
And if anyone is very confused about tax issues, even that Form 1048 or whatever that was, just be sure, like someone else said, go out and Google it, because there's a vast difference. If she says Schedule B, that's for interest and dividends. Schedule C is for self-employment, which can't possibly have anything to do with what we're talking about. I mean, nothing. And then there's Schedule D, which is capital gains, and if you, for instance, have mortgage forgiveness, that's where you'd have to put mortgage forgiveness is on a D of your gains and losses. And so all those three forms, boy as compared to C and D as in dog, I'll just go out to the internet, Google the different forms and schedules, take a look at what's required, and you'll kind of be able to figure out why she's asking for what she's asking for in order to, for your own peace of mind. And most people I will say that I've worked with are afraid to do that.
If Kiki is self-employed and Jay asks her to file Schedule B, what is your estimation of the reason she may have for having recommended that?
Well, it's only interest and dividends that go on B, so there must be some involvement with that. As compared to, the only thing that goes on self-employment is your own personal expenses for your business, which
okay.
wouldn't have anything to do with debt relief or mortgage relief or anything.
Okay.
So, but it would be very easy for a person to go out and look at a schedule, because those things are published by the IRS on the government websites, and you could go through it and look at both sides of the forms and say, oh. And a lot of people aren't even aware that the government issues all that information for free, and they explain it and have instructions. And I encourage people not to be afraid of going on and asking the IRS. And not a person. Don't ask a person. They're dumb, you know. They're just probably some of them from China. But, you know, go on, and a lot of people are afraid because they've been told that they're dumb. We've just been told we're dumb. We're too dumb to understand anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to work through that I'm too dumb thing. And just push. You got to push through it. You just got to get on the internet and push through.
Okay.
For your own peace of mind.
You must have done well in university when you were studying.
I have several degrees, yeah.
It sounds like. Congratulations.
Oh, well, it's not. It's just a worthless piece of paper.
Yeah.
They teach you what they want you to know.
You know what BS stands for. And then MS is
Bravo
more of the
Sierra.
Same.
They, yes.
Yeah,
I even
more
have
of the same. And then,
I'm even an economist.
Oh,
and
PhD
I will
is piled high and deep, you know.
Piled high and deep, definitely. So, but people should not be afraid. Your learning never stops.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, thank you very much for that explanation of the size of the document. So, okay.
You're welcome, and thank you. Thank you
okay,
for your tips.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Okay, I'd like to say this. There's Matthew asked a question from the chat. And he wants to know something about the 770 account. Do you have any information on that?
Only that Jay has defended it. It is apparently a type of insurance that develops into what she calls infinite banking. And let me see if I can find this quickly here. I'm just going to read this to you. Somebody had sent an email that they had done some Google search and looked up and found out a lot of negative statements about it out there, saying it's maybe a scam or people are getting in trouble with it and so forth. And Jay wrote back saying, government cronies write these articles. Government doesn't want a lot of people doing this, especially for the everyday guy. Yes, they are as good as they sound. That is why Obama and his creepers don't want you to think it exists. The government's biggest con is to make you believe this doesn't exist, and that is why most insurance agents do not know about it. For every negative article, there is a positive one, but most will jump on the first negative thing they read, especially if it's well written. Just because an attorney has the title attorney doesn't mean he has all the answers or knows all the laws. Hence, no insurance agent knows all policies. And if this writer had spent as much time researching as he did writing, he would have learned that it does exist. Now, for those who really wish to learn more, they can look up infinite banking. Nelson Nash is the leader in infinite banking. So she gave that name, and I guess I'm free to give that out. Nelson Nash, for those of you who want to research it and study it, is the name that she gave. Nelson Nash, N-A-S-H. She says, is the leader in infinite banking. There they will learn a lot, she says, and the truth, not the fallacies that are spouted by government cronies. So that's the little blurb that I received from Jay about that. Okay?
Okay, that was from the chat line.
Okay.
He typed that in. I was telling people that if they want to, they can copy questions into the chat area, and we can answer questions from that area too.
Except that we're pretty much out of time now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are at the 90-minute limit. We have had a wonderful time today. Thank you, all of you, for your beautiful comments and questions and participation. We wish we could go on and on and on and have time to get to everybody. But we have other responsibilities, too, that we have to get back to. And please continue to join us each week. And I would say for those who did not get a chance to answer your question, if next week you can come on early, that means ahead of time, like 10 till, and get in line, then you'll be right at the top and we can take you first. In the meantime, any questions that can be asked of our team, you can send through the contact us at the top of the website, debt-elimination.net. Lawrence, anything further?
No, that's it. That's it.
We are working on a web development. We have a lot of new enhancements to the website, some changes of name in the future, new project tracking software, status update software being installed that will help Jay track all of her progress for each of the clients, and new packages of knowledge forthcoming. So a lot unfolding, and watch the newsletters. If you're affiliates, keep in touch with us, and we'll help you. If you're not an affiliate, consider becoming one, and we'll help you there as well. Okay, thank you, and have a wonderful day.